Welcome back to Greenbox Gaming. I'm your handler, Brad. I'm joined here by my buddies, John, Joe, and Dace.
Hello.
What up?
Hello.
We were just talking about phasing out John completely. So
yeah, we're gonna
comment below.
We're gonna reduce his audio 10% at a time, to see how you guys feel with a less John heavy episode.
Well,
we'll
I'm thinking we're
been
just
running
gonna,
the board.
We're gonna shift to like a subacoustic audience where the ones
subacoustic.
I'm gonna be more
like whales.
Dogs. No, dogs. More like dogs.
Would that be hyper acoustic?
Well,
we're just gonna turn. We're gonna turn.
See, this is what we're talking about, John. Crap like this.
What? I'm
sorry. They're just hyper and sub.
Muted.
Exactly why we're facing you out. I love the idea of slowly turning him up to the point where when people listen to the podcast, their dogs are just like losing their shit, like running around the house.
We just have high frequency whistles blowing in the background for audio. Right.
Somebody in the Twitch chat says, "John, stop! My dog's going nuts."
We're working on it, people.
We're getting there.
All right. But yeah, we're going to do short banner today because we got people doing stuff. We are fresh into a homebrew sesh called Remember to Forget. Mm-hmm. Things are kind of strange. We've only done two episodes before this and an episode zero where we kind of got to know the characters in both of these sessions. I'll just do a quick recap of everything, and then we'll probably be the last time we do that and just go session by session. But, you know, we wake up with Jean's character, Judith Kellner, having a strange dream where she's in, like, kind of a weird environment. The other two players are there, Dace is Natalia, and Joe's Tyler. In this dream, but they have no memory of this dream. They're recruited for an operation called Operation New Age, where they're supposed to meet a handler with one eye in a bar in Waco, Texas, kind of on the outskirts. They go to this bar, they talk to him, you know, they have their normal thing where you hate the handler and you give the handler a hard time.
It
ends in Natalia putting the handler Odin in a arm lock. He only has one arm and shit like that. Anyway,
I don't remember it.
Yeah,
straight up don't remember that.
Well, it happened. Anyway, they get what they're supposed to do. There's this guy, Colton Thorpe, that's stolen some stuff from a professor, a Dr. Gill at Baylor University, that's located there in Waco. He's being held in a police station. Y'all decide to go there. You also have a lead that the stuff he stole is being held in kind of an overflow lot in a different location, also on police property somewhere else in town. You guys get there. You don't have any kind of like FBI credentials or anything like that. You just have like a lawyer's bar card that and a right to represent this guy. You make it into the police station. Also, Odin kind of alludes that this guy was something wrapped up with another operation called Operation Rebel Yell. He's like, he's kind of like, I think y'all did some insight to him. He's like trying to see if you're testing him, or so he's kind of confused because he thinks y'all should know about it. You know, who knows what's going on there. But you decide to go talk to this guy, Colton Thorpe. You get in easy enough. Just brand new facility at the 3rd Precinct in Waco. And now I'll kind of turn it to y'all. You kind of had a situation where Natalia and Tyler, Joe and Dace are in the interrogation room. And Judith is kind of observing from behind this double-sided mirror. What did y'all take from this short conversation you had with them?
I think that my takeaway was that this guy, I remember that he's, I'm trying to remember exactly what he said. He said that he was a tool, you know, for
you're asking something about Dr. Gill, and he says, he refers to Dr. Gill as a tool.
Oh, the tool, yes. And he talks about things like the greater good. I did the same. We sacrifice everything. I don't know how long until something happens. This is all stuff that we're looking at that's on the mirror board. I think Jean was the one who wrote this stuff, these notes down, because Jean's a good note taker. When we phase him out, we're going to have to find someone else to take notes. That's something we need to keep in mind.
Indeed.
He... the dogs go wild. But one of the things that...
He's got some dog in him.
One of the things that he wrote down was that he's like, took what I was told to take the papers. It could be a tribe in Afghanistan, a satellite, Chernobyl, starting the fire that burns us all, that engulfs us all. So I think the big takeaway is this guy's deep. We need to figure out what the hell he took. And I think that's about all we got to say before a madman... You know the first Lethal Weapon? You know the guy in the big suit? So that guy, but instead of a flamethrower, he's got miniguns, and he's 10 feet tall. It's Nemesis. Nemesis is
perfect.
Here.
Perfect. Yeah, there was
and we ran.
Terminator was thrown around. Nemesis was thrown around. You know, okay, perfect. So that's basically what you got from this guy, Colton Thorpe. Various unarmed combat roles. He's trying to get away. Y'all end up kind of like getting hold of him and trying to get him out of there. You just hear this minigun exploding somewhere or shooting off destruction. Y'all are like, we got to get out of here. You go in the opposite direction of the minigun.
Which is
very smart call.
We tried to go in the opposite direction.
Yeah, you tried to kind of hijack a police car. There's no keys there. You end up going around the building to try to loop back to where your car is. You hear more fire, and you're kind of caught in the crossfire. I believe Colton Thorpe is hit pretty bad. Natalia and Tyler, Joe and Dace, are hit for about like 2 HP or something like that. Judith ends up escaping this crossfire, and as she looks up, it's like you're running by a window from the outside. You see police officers firing at this unknown thing. You know, minigun fire comes out of nowhere. Some of you are nicked, and I believe Judith kind of sees just like with this like red fire alarm light in the darkness. It's like, you know, around 8 p.m. now. This just huge, tall, pert humanoid figure with like a minigun and like barrels of ammo strapped to his arms and legs. And he takes them off and then like reloads and continues just to create mayhem there. But y'all end up getting in the car and driving off.
Okay,
go ahead.
But then we need one more thing. We need a snap cut to Jeremy Sr.
Right,
what's he doing?
Wherever he is, doing whatever he's doing.
He's preparing his notepad and like pouring a little bit of tea. Like looks up at the window.
I figure he's just watching like, you know, it's like a minigun on MASH. He's like watching TV Land, like eating McDonald's, just laughing in an apartment somewhere. I don't want to talk about Jeremy Sr. Y'all made me add Jeremy Sr. to this thing. But
if we keep fucking with it, he will kill him. He's gonna, he will die.
Jeremy Sr. is canon right as of now. This is Natalia's assistant somewhere
talking about canon, like if the intent for this new, you know, post impossible landscapes grand campaign that we're doing is a thing, then now in the history of the United States, there was a devastating attack on a brand new police precinct in Waco, Texas in 1984. Like, this is huge. Like, this would be massive. This would be Oklahoma City bombing massive.
Probably not going to go unnoticed. Okay, we're here. If this was a movie, we just have the interior of a car just like on this empty dashboard, gunfire muffled in the distance. car door opens. No, people are yelling. Someone's yelling, "Ah, I'm fucking shot." We hear Natalia, Judas, Tyler's voices. And then the dash comes on, and it just says 8:15. And it's driving off, and now we're in the car. 8:15, you are driving down the highway. What are you doing? Colton is in pain.
He's shot.
You know, in the back. Shot.
Is he stable? Is he stable? Tyler.
I hold still. Hold still, Colton. Tyler has thrown himself back there. We all had Kevlar vest on, so even Natalia and Tyler didn't take as much damage as Colton Thorpe did. He's like, "Stay still. I'll look at it." And I guess I can go. Can I go ahead, Brad, and roll that first aid check on?
Yeah, he's like, kind of like, you know, he's not screaming at the top of the at his lungs, but he's gonna allow you to look at it.
Okay. All right, let's
kind of grabbing his upper leg.
Okay, let's see if I get a critical fail, and if I do, we get to do more damage to him. That'd be fun. So let's see what happens.
We'll just throw him out the car.
That's a 29. That is a success.
It's a 1d4, right, to heal?
Is it? I don't think it's a 1d4. I think it's actually a 1. I will look it up real quick, and I will roll it here, Brad, if you want to keep going.
Oh, wait, that's only with a med kit. Yeah, okay.
But yeah, but it does succeed.
So he's stable.
He's bleeding anymore, at least. I think that with... Yeah, because we don't have anything back here, I think he might take, you know, a piece of cloth or, you know, like there's a shirt.
Hey, Maria.
What?
Who is this mysterious Maria?
Sorry. Yeah. I'm back. I can hear y'all now.
Oh, did you lose us for a sec?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'm back. Yeah, I see you got your first aid. You succeed. You know, you would say he has about 5 HP left, I guess, you know.
He's about half alive, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
what the hell's
the plan?
I'm looking for the... Yeah, go ahead, you guys.
Natalia, what are we doing?
I have literally no idea.
Jesus, what was that? What was that?
As you're driving, you've gotten kind of further away from the precinct. You see, like, fire trucks and ambulances and cop cars driving in the opposite direction.
He heals 2 HP for him.
Cool.
Yeah, he's like, "Hey, I don't know. Holy shit. I've stopped the bleeding here with Thorpe.
Colton?
And...
Colton? You may need to just see if Tyler, ask Colton what the fuck that was. If he doesn't tell us, you may need to start that bleeding again.
Well, yeah, he's like... So, like, Tyler is, like, you know, like, tied. Like, he's maybe, like, taken Colton's belt out or something and has, like, put, like, a pressure bandage, like, to the best of his ability. And this is, like, some, like combat medicine, like, this is the best we got kind of stuff. He's like, Thorpe, look at me. He's, like, snapping in his face.
He's, like, sweating. He's, like, kind of calm down. He's, like, but he's steady. You can see he's conscious. He's looking at you.
Thorpe, what the fuck was that? What was it?
He's not as, like, kind of, like, aloof or, like, you know, necessarily as mysterious as he was.
You mean we've gotten his attention? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. This has gotten his attention. He's like, fucking lawyers, my ass. What the fuck was that? Who the fuck are you?
Colton is going to, so he's like got his hands like around his thigh, like where this bullet wound is, and he's gonna take both thumbs and push down on the bandage.
Oh shit, okay.
And he's like
Natalia nods approvingly.
roll a is there an interrogation? What do you use for interrogation? Persuade. Persuade plus 20.
Seems very persuasive.
Okay, well, that's a 100. That would be a 100 because my skill is 80.
As it turns out, when you put your fingers in somebody's bullet holes, they become very compliant.
Okay, so I got an 87, but with the plus 20, that's a success.
Yeah. He's it was the Himbaba. And he just like kind of like turns away and like is acting like he's about to puke.
The Himbaba.
The Himbaba?
And then he's like, fuck. Shit, fuck.
Hey, Thor.
Listen, he's just like, just drop me off somewhere, anywhere. We can act like this didn't happen. Please, I beg of you.
He is still got, again, like, both hands on. He's like, well, Colton, you're right about one thing. We are not lawyers. And I'm afraid that we are not going to be able to preserve your attorney-client privilege because of that. I actually take a lot of pride in people not dying from what I do to them, okay? And so you need to know that I'm very interested in keeping you alive, but you've got to help us. It's the only way you're getting out of this alive. It's the only way, Colton.
Alive, you have no idea. Go ahead.
Can you use Himbaba in a sentence?
What is that Latin? Or is it Germanic?
Fuck you, I've already said too much. It's H-U... No, I'm not saying anymore. It's like, fuck, I've already said too much. He's like sweating, he's like... I almost want to...
It's related to Baba Duke?
No. Okay. I almost feel like there should be like something going on here. If you are going the torture route, like I feel like there should be something where it's like, ooh, you might be taking away HP if you're choose to torture him more.
Why? I'm just making sure that pressure bandage is extra pressure.
Okay.
I don't. So if anything, it's working even better.
You can, but okay. At this point, like you can. Okay, roll a Jean's. Judith, roll a some sort of intelligence. You're thinking back to, you were kind of displaced from these two guys. You were looking, had like an outsider perspective, looking in on this interrogation they did in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. That's a pass.
Succeeds. So you're kind of thinking back. I'm sure in the forefront of your mind is just kind of like, okay, is this guy part of a cult? You have, you know, a lot of experience with this. Something tells you, like, he looked at you and winked, like this was, like, some kind of, like, he was rehearsing what he said to you. Because he kind of said, like, pointed things that, you know, kind of had to do with each of your past. You know, he brought up Chernobyl, he brought up Afghanistan or a tribe, he brought up, you know, ancient texts from a cult. Chernobyl. I'm just giving you that.
We have to get somewhere safe. Judith, what's up with you?
Just to be clear, we checked out the impound lot, right? That was the green box.
Not yet.
We're going to the impound lot.
You've been to the green.
We're going straight there.
Okay, I mean,
I like this plan.
But maybe the cops are all, maybe whoever guards the impound lot, maybe they've gone, because surely all of the cops are going to be back there responding to that. Colton.
Oh. It has a name, Tyler. It has a name. The Himbaba.
I'm sorry, the Himbaba. Colton, listen. And he's like, let go of his leg, where they're both sitting in the back. So he's like, Colton, we want you to help us fix whatever this is, okay? Now, I know what you're going to say. Oh, it's going to get it. Oh, it's too big. It's too powerful. Blah, blah, blah. You know, like, I get it, Colton. Just spare me the bullshit. What's in the truck? What did you steal besides papers? What's in there? Is it going to fucking hurt us? If it does, I cannot guarantee that bandage is going to stay where it is.
Says there's no fucking way I'm telling you anything else. that's in the van is probably already gone. He, like, kind of grabs his side. Since we're all fucking dead, you're already fucking dead. Just let me out somewhere, anywhere.
Okay, Judith is gonna maybe think back to what she realized behind the glass and maybe try and click into that and tell him, Colton, listen, you said what you had to say. We fucked up. Now you need to help us. There's no longer... We can't... There's no way we can work together. This is all totally FUBAR. This is now survival. Let's get through this.
Roll me a persuade at disadvantage.
I think it should be.
Nah, that's a fail.
With advantage. They're playing good cop, bad cop.
They're playing good cop, torturer cop.
He just kind of laughs. He's like, you have no idea. Get through this. You're already dead. There's no way you're getting through anything. I still have a chance. Let me out, please. And now he's going to try to make an unarmed combat to, like, try to open the door and just, like, jump out.
Wow.
Oh, God damn it.
Which side is someone, who's
Tyler's in the back seat.
Yeah, and who's going to restrain him?
Can y'all remind me?
Go ahead, sorry.
Can y'all remind me about your character's strengths? I forget who Tyler and Judith are, class-wise.
Ooh, well, Tyler is very persuasive. And kind of smart, but he's not a physical guy whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm not super physical here either.
I've got kind the base on.
Okay, so we're just not a physical party.
But which way is Tyler going? Is he going over... Sorry, which way is Colton going? Over Tyler or over Natalia?
Well, I'm assuming Tyler still kind of has him pinned, so I'm guessing this will be an opposing, like, unarmed bat for Tyler.
Yeah, I think that's what we'll have to go for. So I will roll my unarmed combat as well then. Let's see what we do. 65, that's a failure.
It's a failure, but it's still better than what Colton rolled. You're able to restrain him, but you can see that he's willing to, like, jump out of the car moving as fast as it's going.
All right, he's like, ah! Nah, he's gonna get out. I don't know if I can hold him.
Judith's gonna accelerate so that it's a very dangerous speed to jump out of a car.
Extra bad.
Can Natalia help and possibly roll another unarmed combat to try to restrain him along with Tyler?
Well, we'll say he's restrained for now because Tyler just rolled better than him at this kind of this little tuffle.
You okay?
Let's just get to the lot. How far away is it? Can we? How much? Put a damn seatbelt on that child.
We cannot let this guy go. We cannot let this guy go. We have to restrain him somewhere. And if we roll up to the lot with a man who's been shot, and by the way, so have the two of us, and he's trying to get away, like, we have to deal with him. We either have to let him go and risk that, or we have to deal with him.
Okay.
He obviously knows things he's not telling us. We have to extract the information.
Okay.
He's about Trump-sized.
I'm driving, right? And we're going where? We're kind of in the suburbs or in the kind of
area? You're in the dead center of town, just leaving the third precinct. You're going to go north of town if you want to go back to the green box, which is kind of in a sketchier part of town. Or you're going to go further south to go to this overflow lot that Odin told you about, which is still kind of in Waco proper city, but, you know, a drive away from the precinct.
Guys, we either take him to the green box and restrain him, or we cut him loose.
Do we know of any forests nearby on the way?
There's a lake to the far west, which the town is named after, and then kind of like farmland to the east. Or, you know, like kind of plains Texas type shit.
Fine. All right, we're going west. I'm making a call. We're going west to the lake. We're going to go and take a little rest, little excursion to the lake. How do you like that, Colton?
Just kind of like eyeing you, not saying anything. Breathing heavy.
Oh, guys.
Are you suggesting we take him to the lake for the interrogation?
Either he tells us what we need to know, or he's going to find himself at the bottom of that lake.
What if they are campers?
We're going to have to deal with it, Natalia.
We'll just have to take the campers, too.
We just,
like, everybody
we're not
has to go.
In the camping zone, maybe we'll park elsewhere.
It is pretty late at night. Probably find a quiet spot. All right. All right. Yeah, I mean, Tyler's just back.
That's
there.
Where we're
trying to hold him down.
To the lake.
All right. It's about...
This is absurd.
I'm guessing y'all want to go away from where a lot of people would be.
Yeah.
I was thinking there's probably a scout troop out doing an overnight. And we can like go no. right beside them.
We're gonna find
it's, you're gonna, there's gonna be
ghost
like
stories
yeah,
around
there's
the fire,
gonna be like
and they just hear murderous screams.
There's gonna be like some Boy Scouts. And then the crazy man came out of nowhere, Colt is just running from you.
Bleeding profusely.
All right. If you go this way, it's going to be about 9:30. You can kind of go on the edge of the lake, closer to the city. It's kind of like suburby, like nice houses. But if you go further north, around the lake, then it's going to be more wilderness type area.
We're looking for wilderness, so.
All right, you're going to go about pretty far out of town.
We do have some. So this is like I was looking into the equipment that Brad gave us. So this is 1984, and we have some tasers. Tasers in 1984 were not what they are now, and they actually
a little dangerous.
They're a little dangerous, and they actually began use by the LAPD, where they got a lot of flack for their use because detectives were actually using them to torture people. They were actually using them in interrogation to, like, shock and torture people inappropriately. Not Jesus. Good for police officers, but very good for Delta Green agents.
and this particular storyline.
So.
Okay.
Fun fact.
Thanks, Joe.
That was really fun,
that
Joe.
Let's just get in there. It's fun and all right.
I'm not going to give you a joke in, but I will give you advantage on torture now that we know that little bit of information. If you use a taser,
such a wholesome game we have here.
Okay, so I guess we go out to a quiet place, and I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Okay, good. You go ahead.
As we come to a stop, Tyler is like. Colton, you said that you're not dead yet. You said that you still have a chance. I want you to remember that while what is about to happen is about to happen, okay? You have a chance, and you have a chance to just spill the beans and be a team player here. We want to help you help us. You don't do that. You're dying tonight.
Judith goes to the trunk and tries to find some duct tape.
Colton's looking at this. He's turning him in whiter than he was in the car. He's almost like a hopelessness on his face. He says, "Just tell me who you are. Who? Feds?"
I wish we were just feds. God, I wish that's what it was. It's not that, Colton. And by the way, you're not the one with the taser, so I'm afraid you're not asking the questions.
He's, as you're kind of like getting your taser out, and Judith is kind of getting this duct tape
over his mouth.
I imagine Natalia's just sitting there taking notes, and he looks at you, Natalia, just super desperately says, "Please, whatever you are, feds, Gru, SVA, please let me go.
Gru?
It's like pleading with it.
And she glances up from her notepad and she's like, do not disturb me. I'm trying to remember the formula for a particular volatile acid.
Well, and Tyler's like, he's got this his taser. He's like fucking with it. And he turns to Natalia and he says in Russian, because Tyler speaks Russian. And he says in Russian.
Oh, neato.
He says in Russian, he's like, the hell does this guy know about Gru? You know, because Gru is the Russian, is like Russian military intelligence kind of thing. And like he's like turns to Natalia and says that because Tyler's familiar with them because they're working in Afghanistan. He's like, hell, does this guy know about Gru?
Bolton says in Russian, more than you'll ever know.
Oh, Christ on a bike.
Whoa. Are you with the Russians, Colton? This would be a great time to lead with that. If that's what's going on.
So we're all speaking Russian now, and Judith is just like looking around like, what?
Trying to find the edge of the tape.
You're doing that thing with your nail, and it's dark.
It's
you're
so
like...
realistic. That's the real horror.
Colton says, no. Not exactly. Kind of like crying a little bit now.
All right. Let me see. Should I shoot the leads in or just
wait?
Or just stick them in myself.
I.
What do you think, Judith?
Hold on. Before. Let's run an exercise, Colton. And she's gonna put duct tape. I'm gonna just say we have duct tape. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Duct tape over his mouth, and then she's gonna calmly walk to, I think, the bag in the car. And take out the two pill bottles. And she's going to point them at his face, the remember and the forget. And she's going to say very calmly, this is what you're going to talk about. You get one chance to tell us what these are. Otherwise, we talk about other things and it's not going to be very nice. She puts them away.
He's like struggling with a duck, but then when you show him that, he's like, he like turns his head like slightly. Then he gets even like more worked up, and he's just like trying to get out of whatever restraint you have him in with duct tape and just like screaming under the duct tape.
Tyler will kind of like go up behind him. It's like shh, and like kind of like petting him like a horse. Like.
Sugar cube.
All right, Tyler. I'm taking the tape off, and if what comes out of your mouth is above, you know, like a basic talking level, like I'm probably gonna take the left ear. Okay, I think that's where I'm gonna start. All right. Okay, you ready?
Has Tyler done this kind of work before?
Has Tyler?
Yeah, yes. This is Tyler's whole thing. He's an interrogator.
This is Tyler's whole thing.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't know if you guys want to be here for that necessarily, but
that's what I was going to suggest. So you tell me, Joe. I think if y'all get into like two kind of weird or two make him hurt too much, it could be
on page 67 under inflicting violence.
Here we go.
Torture of victim. There is some sanity stuff. So Tyler knows what this does to people who aren't used to it. He's going to say, listen, if I do this, you guys don't want to be here. You might want to wait in the car if it comes to this, okay?
Fine.
That is probably wise.
Okay, Tyler, the tape's coming off. All right, we're ready. We're going to be good.
He nods his head.
And he's going to whisper, I am so fucking serious about the ear. And he takes the tape off.
So it looks like I'm adapted to violence. Or I've got two ticks in violence.
Yeah. You can be adapted if you stick around, probably.
Just hang out.
I think I'm going to. Okay. Like, obviously, something shady has happened in her past. With
well, we're not doing it yet. Organization we're not doing she was working yet. With. They're still. We're letting him answer Judith's questions.
Okay, Judith's in the car, though.
Okay, Colton.
So where in the hell did you get those? Have you been the one leaving those? Referring to the pill bottles.
Tyler's standing behind Colton, like this, like holding him by his shoulders, and is just like, and just mouths, "What the hell?" to Judith, like.
To Natalia.
Oh, to Natalia.
How did we get these pill bottles?
Well,
so one was left on Judith's apartment after this weird dream, and then you found two more. Forget and remember, one in each when y'all got to the green box.
Okay. No, we are not the ones distributing them. What did they do? Do you know what they do?
Give me a little something. Give me a little bit more, Natalia, and roll for persuade. Give me something. I don't know.
She's dragging on her cigarette the whole time, and she puts it out on his cheek.
Okay.
Is that what you wanted, you sick fuck?
No.
I think he just meant more questions.
I was thinking more of, you know, something else. But, all right. He burns his cheek. He screams, echoing through the woods across the lake as he screams.
Cut to the Boy Scout camp.
And they say that you can still hear her screams in the night.
He said it persuade.
Yeah.
Oh, this is horrible for me. Computer's super laggy. What did I get?
Waiting on it.
Success.
Six. Success.
Six. Oh,
success. Wow. Yeah. 620. Crazy.
And Tyler
screams. He screams. Okay, go ahead, Tyler.
No, I just said Tyler gives you a thumbs up for the cigarette burn. He's like, nice. Good.
Game recognized game.
He screams at echoes. He says, fuck, it must have happened to you too. Probably don't even remember, you poor bastards. You probably don't even know.
Talk. Colton.
Know what?
Talk.
Fuck. Thinking. Hold on.
Processing.
He says, I wonder if this
handler is processing.
He says, fuck Yuko. Henry, has this happened to you too? So he gives you the name Yuko / or Henry.
Who is Yuko? Who is Henry? Who are those people? Colton, what do we not remember?
Fuck. What do you not remember? Take the pill and find out, you bastards, and spits in your face, or whoever's in front of them. It sounds like.
Natalia.
You've been Natalia, and it, like, his spit, like, dribbles down her huge Coke bottle glasses. She just kind of like flicks it.
Well, listen, Natalia, you're a scientist, correct?
Of sorts, yes.
Well, listen, you so rarely get an opportunity for a live human subject testing. Why do we even have to ask what the pills do? Why don't we just find out? Ain't that right, Colton?
Yes. An experiment. Ooh.
Colton, which one would you prefer, or do you want both?
He says, forget. Give me a forget. Panicking.
Remember it is!
Ace, no!
And this is the part where it's like, Natalia, like, if you, like, he, like, grabs Colton, like, he's got a knee and Colton, so Colton's, like, down on his knees, he's got a knee in Colton's back, and he's holding his head back, like, by his hair, so he's, like, you know, he's, like, restrained this really awkward position, and, like, again, Tyler's not a big guy, but this is the part where it's, like, there is a... Tyler is, you know, very normally very disarming and very charming to a lot of people. Like, this is where Tyler starts to get creepy. I'm not sure if you picked up on it, that this is where the creepiness is. He's like, open up, bud, open up. And he's like, kind of just patting his cheek as he's pulling his head back. It's like, we'll remove the teeth. We'll remove the teeth if we have to, Colton.
He's not letting you do it.
Natalia, are you sure you want to be here?
I am no stranger to this sort of operation.
Can you grab me the tire iron, please?
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, doctor. So she passes it over like a nurse in the ICU.
Well, Judith is in the car, right? You're going to walk over to the car. You're going to open the trunk. She's going to, like, look back and see a tire iron and just... tap, 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 tap on a notebook.
It's a lovely night for work, eh, Judith?
Lovely.
By anyone one means who's... or another, these pills, the remember pill, gets in Colton's throat. And he's going to do that thing that you do with a dog where you rub his throat to make it go down.
It's not pretty. Does Judith watch...
No. She's in the car.
Okay, Judy turns away.
Yeah.
It's gonna be at least one sanity. So I guess Joe, right? If you're adapted to violence, but you take the minimum.
So the loss for torturing a victim is 0/1d8.
Okay, so 0. You take 0. What's
Natalia will need to roll a sanity check.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Okay.
Success.
Success.
But you are now adapted to violence.
No, she has to take sanity damage. She has to take the damage and not go insane. So a 0 does not adapt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you to make the check, you have to take the damage. Gotcha.
You have to take at least one.
All right.
So if you succeed, you don't roll sanity whatsoever?
Not for this one.
Not for this particular.
Okay.
I was making y'all roll for...
next time.
At a minimum, 1 for people's guts falling out of their body in the precinct, just because I thought that would make sense. But
fair.
I feel pretty That's confident fair. That Natalia's going to have another chance to do this, thanks to Tyler. his whole thing.
I'm very good at one thing.
Okay. You do this. Not pretty. It goes down. Natalia is cold-hearted. She just stares at him.
Oh,
the cigarette. She's a.
Go Did ahead. You roll a sanity check for the Cub Scouts?
Let's see.
Wait, are we actually?
If you're gonna
you
cut
just hear
off.
A bunch of teenage boys scream really loud across the lake in horror.
If you're gonna cut his ear off, I was gonna say there's like a young Quentin Tarantino was in this Boy Scout troop and he stepped out to pee.
And he's like,
and he sees this ear amputation.
And he's happy.
In universe. It's the inspiration for that scene in Reservoir Dogs with Michael Manson.
Oh, God. That's basically how this goes.
Okay.
It's not pretty.
It's a Tarantino movie.
So they just force-fed him
the
remember pill.
They force-fed him remember pill. So you have 2 forget pills left and 1 remember pill on your person. He takes it and his eyes, you know, he's already half unconscious from what God knows whatever you did to make him take this pill. But when he does this, his eyes roll back in his head.
Uh-oh.
You almost think it's a seizure. And he starts shaking a little bit, you know, and just jolting in certain ways, and then comes back to. This takes maybe 10 seconds.
You with me, Colton?
says, oh my god, we never had a chance. We never will.
What is Humbaba?
I don't know exactly. I don't know exactly who I am anymore, what it is, what it was. God, Henry. Henry. Why did Henry have to come to me? The damn fucking bank. So he's saying, like, he's mumbling what some stuff.
What bank and who is Henry?
He goes, ah! And he kind of, like, winches on his side again. And everyone hears this, like, this low hum. He says, oh, fuck.
From his side or just in the air?
Just in the air. Okay. And he starts to almost laugh. He says, God forgive me. He says, Henry Grayson, he has the answers you want. There's a chance. Go to him. And he starts, you can kind of hear him like mumbling a prayer underneath his breath.
Henry Grayson.
Here we go. Where is Henry? Where do we find him?
At that point, everyone kind of has like the hairs on your arms, just like on your body, kind of stand up. And this ringing gets louder. It's not like, it's like super loud, almost like the sound of, like, you know, old TVs when they weren't on a channel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like that, not static, but like the high pitch whine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Natalia,
have we heard this before?
You haven't heard this name before.
Okay. Do you hear that, Tyler?
Oh, I don't like the this. Ringing. No, you.
What is something coming, Colton? Is something coming?
He just his head's down. He's just like crying. He's like, it's already here. It always was. And you just see a visible light on the side of his, like, torso just light up. Like if you had, like, a cell phone, you know, there obviously aren't cell phones, but, like, if a cell phone was on through someone's jacket or shirt.
Wait, is this some The Dark Knight where the dude has the bomb inside him shit?
It's just like Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, well, he's like, pull his shirt up and, like, look, like, what is this? Like, is it coming from inside him?
Very much like the Dark Knight, it's under his skin.
Oh, fuck, Natalia, run!
You just hear him yell, and as he yells, his voice starts to almost get, if you know the effect, like, bit crushed. Like, when Neo's, like, being taken,
like,
into the
mirror. Oh, shit. Like, yeah. That kind of thing? Like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It's like,
run!
Tyler, we should run. Judith, drink the car.
We are leaving.
Everybody, athletics?
Oh, Christ.
we're the crew for that.
Buddy, howdy. You know, so here's the thing. Here's the thing, Brad. And I just want to float this by you, okay? Because Jean's already in the car, so I feel like someone has to do it, right? We're running in the dark, you know. I mean, really, this is a very dexterous kind of thing, I would argue. that surely
put him in his place, Brad. Put him in his place.
Okay, I'll roll out.
I don't know
next.
About that.
Success! A 25 under 30.
So Natalia fails.
Failure for Natasha.
Natalia fails. And you said, Natalia, sorry if I missed it, but Judith was already in the car.
Yeah.
Kind of away from this.
I have not been partaking in the torture.
Yep. So you're kind of like over a hill. Tyler manages to make it kind of away from, you know, matching the lake kind of like in this little cove, and you have to kind of run up to get away from the lake, and there's like little hills as you're going up. Tyler gets over this hill, but Natalia, you fall and trip and turn around as this is happening. And
yeah, maybe her glasses like bounce off and she like struggles to find them and she like puts them back on and they're kind of crooked.
Right.
She's like,
oh no, you right, put them on put and back. Just as you put them on, you look back and get to see whatever's about to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
At like Colton.
Comes into focus.
And it's just like I said, this big crushed effect. And just pop. And for a split second, you can see through Colton, you can see his circulatory system, you can see his skeleton. Like it's just like a flashlight looking through paper. And nothing.
And he's gone. He explodes or he's just gone?
He's gone. So roll for sanity. Natalia.
That'll get
you. What kind of sanity? Is this violence? Is this observing a
supernatural?
Unnatural.
Damn it.
Unnatural. Because there's no gore. Okay. There's nothing.
Just okay, so it's not... Oh, it's...
Saved it.
Success. Killing it with these sanity
rolls.
But
I still want you to take one, even if you passed it.
Oh my god.
Okay.
What just happened?
I think Judith Silence. Will be kind of seeing in the rearview mirror, like, Tyler stumbles over the hill... And then Natalia's not there, so she's a little concerned. There's like an eyebrow raise, and then this massive pulse of light. And then she like gets out the car to go and help.
And he runs back. He's like, like Tyler immediately, once the pop goes off, he's like, oh god, Natalia!
Go.
Yes.
What happened?
Do you want to know?
Oh, not when you say it like that.
No, I guess not. Where is he? Did you lose him? Did he run away? What was that flash of light?
He's...
Are you okay?
Safe to say he's gone?
Tyler comes back over the hill expecting to see debris, and he's like, whoa, wait. Oh, no. Oh, I was hoping there was blood. This is worse.
No, it is in fact worse.
This is way worse. Oh, God.
Well.
Wait, Judith, we gave him the remember pill. And he gave us a name. He gave us a name. This Henry. I think Jean already wrote on the mirror board. Henry Grayson and Yuko. And a bank?
Yuko? Could Yuko possibly be some sort of code name?
Or just a I don't know, like a Japanese name or something. I don't know. We should probably go. I think you could see that from the other side of the lake. But good news, no cleanup. Which is the most tedious part of this whole process, honest.
Way to look on the bright side, Tyler. This is good quality.
Yeah.
Okay, then we will just gather our stuff and...
Yeah.
Get to the lot, I guess, with this problem dealt with.
Yeah, let's go to the... I agree. Natalia, What do you think would happen if we took one of the pills ourselves? Seemed to open up a lot of doors for old Colton. The remember pill.
I could, if we could get to a lab, I could potentially dissect the pill and possibly determine what is within.
What do you think, Judith?
I like that. I'm just concerned that we still have that car in the lot, which may not be there after those shenanigans at the precinct. So I definitely want to do that, but I do want to go grab that car very quickly, especially if we pretty much lost our only lead that we had after that craziness at that precinct.
Well, I mean... Yeah.
Well, there is the bank.
But what bank?
We'd have to ask this Henry guy.
How many banks can there be?
A good question.
In Russia, there's only one.
How many banks do you need?
In Russia, there is the mother bank.
Oh, God.
Listen, I agree with Judith. Hold on, let me just... He, like, wipes off the tire iron, like, on some grass. He's like, here we go. And, right back in the trunk like it never happened. All right. You mind if I drive, actually? I could...
Have at it. I could probably take a nap in the back after tonight.
Let's... He said people are leaving the pills for him, too. You guys not think that's weird? Judith, you had these things left at your place. These things were in the green box. Is this... You know, he's like... He lowers his voice, even though we're in the middle of nowhere. Is this Delta Green? Are they doing this?
And you think Delta Green is putting the pills out to civilians?
What about Odin? Odin seemed to... think we knew something. Maybe he remembered and forgot, or both.
This is time sensitive stuff first. Let's
get out of here.
Let's go to the impound lot. Let's hopefully we can talk our way in again. Maybe the chaos of the precinct thing. Maybe we can just go ahead and get in.
As y'all kind of get into the car, turn it on, dashboard, 11 p.m., and you are on your way to the lot where they're to see the U-Haul. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. And that sounds like a good place to end it. You're on your way to the second lead. You have another lead now. You have multiple leads, I suppose.
We gain a lead. We lose a lead.
Second original lead.
Gain a lead. You know,
disappears in a flash of light from the inside. That's how it goes.
I'm almost certain that last session we played, that Brad had said something about, like, man, I hope this doesn't get too slow. I hope it's not. I hope it's not too boring. Right.
We had torture. We had Boy Scouts. We had
Quentin Tarantino.
Translucent explosion.
As a cameo.
Young Quentin
Young
Tarantino.
Tarantino. Young Tarantino.
He wasn't easy to get. Right. We didn't cast a child. We got the adult Quentin Tarantino just dressed up in a Boy Scout costume.
That's even weirder,
like,
but it's
rubbing his feet while he's watching this torture scene.
But it's very Tarantino.
Take off a shoe. Take off a shoe.
Oh, God.
Man.
Oh, God. All right. Well, there we have it, guys.
Someone in the chat says, it's not home brew, it's home brutal.
Yeah. Tagline.
Nice. Brad, excellent job, dude. I'm having a lot of fun.
I think y'all are playing it. I'm having fun playing with y'all. Everyone's.
Were
doing
you about
great.
To say that we're playing it the way you expected?
No. Dace was over here last time we did the first session. He's like, yeah. So did anything catch you off guard? And it's like, it's always like, I was like, you know, sometimes I'm just thinking of what would be cool to happen, not necessarily the mechanics. And like, I was like, damn, as soon as you told me the minigun damage show, I was like, damn, we just went through all this like, in-depth character stuff, and now they're just like,
die.
It's like, it's like I should have looked at the minigun damage.
It's fine. All right. Well, excellent job, man. Well,
yeah, same to y'all.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing where it goes.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna take a break for the live crowd, and we will be right back here in a bit. Take us out there.
Yeah. Sure. Everyone, stay safe and stay sane. Later.
Bye.